Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakotans have been asked to stay at home in order to slow the spread of coronavirus, protect the vulnerable, keep healthcare workers safe and at work and well supplied. But nobody said that was going to be easy. For many people, staying at home is fraught with perils of its own. Kevin Wooster writes about it online at sdpb.org/Wooster, and he joins us now on the phone from home, presumably. Kevin, are you at home?
I am at home. It's the weather's, conducive to keeping me here, so I'm at home.
And we'll be clear, Kevin's not running out to, be irresponsible. So we're just.
I am definitely not.
But staying at home is a little bit can be a little bit stir crazy for a lot of people. Tell me about what it's like for you.
Well, it drives me a little crazy, yeah, because. I like to spend time at home, and I spend a lot of time in my office in my den and reading in the kitchen and stuff. And then I usually go someplace, and I go to coffee with my buddies. I've got a couple of groups and different people that like to sit and talk about politics and hunting and fishing and all kinds of stuff. And I go to noon mass several times a week, three or four times usually, along with Sunday. And I have a family there, spiritual family, and the YMCA workouts, I say in my blog that I was dubbed the mayor of the Y by one of my friends who considers my workouts sometimes more conversational than physical. And then the Y, you get these patterns that you go into. You go from the Y to the library and see what's new and check out the periodicals and read the newspapers and see the people there. And all of that, is not just the other stuff, like going to basketball games or going to concerts or going to small group musical presentations or art shows.
Right.
All of that's off, and you find yourself here feeling generally safe, although we have some complications involving 18 grandkids, 14 of whom are in Rapid City, who are accustomed to showing up here, kids from college age to one. So.
Mm-hmm.
Those are interesting issues that have become more of a discussion point and an action point since we had our confirmed case, first of what I assume will be a number of confirmed cases here in the Black Hills.
Right. For so many people, this is an outdoor state. This is a place where people, there's hunting and fishing and hiking and climbing, and there's just a lot of sense that, outdoors is home. Outdoors is sheltering in place for a lot of people. When you do go out, and because people have been asking those questions, like, what can I go out and do? And they're like, well, taking a walk is fine as long as you stay away, from people. But with more and more people taking a walk, is it getting crowded out there in some of your favorite places?
Well, I sit here and look out over the St. Cloud Street, which leads up two blocks to an entrance point in the trail system up in the Skyline Drive nature. And I can tell you that the flow of people there is multiple times normal on a given day. Mm. And when we went to Bear Butte, one of the grandsons who lived with us for 10 years, so we're having a little bit of trouble disconnecting from him. He's a middle schooler and probably shouldn't be coming over for a while. He lives with his mom now. And then we have a college-age granddaughter living with us who flew back from the East Coast. And so we're kind of keeping an idea of 14 days and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we're here, and I watch people go by, but the four of us, my wife, Mary, and the two grandkids went to Bear Butte to hike, get out. Normally in Bear Butte, you see five or six or seven people on the hike up and back. I suppose we saw 25 or more. And it even makes you a little nervous on a narrow trail where you're going almost elbow to elbow with people. So we would wait for places where we'd step off the trail and let people coming up the trail move and, you're out in the outdoors with a wind, but you think, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they say if you walk through a virus cloud, someone could cough if they have it 3 hours later. You could it's no joke. It's hard to, but it is kind of easy to forget when you do. We've been talking a lot about, turning off, Governor Kristi Noem even said yesterday, everybody take a breath and relax. But when you do that, it's shocking to shock yourself back into vigilance, too. Sometimes when you take a breath and take a break, you can forget just how serious and how important it is to take those measures that are, really out of. This is more than just how we normally wash our hands, let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My hands are so dry, I don't know what to do with them. I'm getting sanitized and getting, rubbing alcohol treatment, and they're getting washed, and we're washing counters so much more and sanitizing doorknobs and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, we've reached a point where family members other than the one that lives with us are kind of restricted in entering the house. And and my son, the doctor, has suggested the grandkids can come over on sunny days and play in the backyard, and we can cut up some peanut butter sandwiches and feed them out there and generally not have them come in the house for a while. And, you know, keep even there outside, try to keep a reasonable distance. And
one of the things that I found on social media is I watched so many of my friends, you know, because clearly we're working more, not less, you know, right now. So we're very, very busy.
Sure.
I see some of the people who are, you know, struggling with what to do with some of their free time and missing those social interactions and having virtual, you know, wine parties and stuff. And they're like, I miss this group of friends. And I'm like, I was never invited to those parties in the first place. And I'm like, have y'all been meeting every week for wine? And I didn't even know about it. So I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I can feel your pain on that one.
Like, I didn't know I missed it because I didn't do it. But apparently that's a thing. And and maybe when this is all over, I'll want to be part of that thing.
Yeah. And maybe you'll still be invited. Who knows?
And maybe I'll still be invited.
And yesterday, day before yesterday, Tuesday, when I was by myself, in areas where there wasn't a busy trail, you know, relatively speaking busy, down at Jewel Cave on a trail along Hell Canyon and down at Wind Cave down into Coldbrook Canyon Trail, and then casting a few jigs for walleyes unsuccessfully at the Angostura Reservoir. That was just me in a whole day. And as I say in the blog column, I went for hours without feeling anxious. And and you, without giving up what you need in the way of vigilance and responsibility, oh my gosh, that was good for me to just to have a few hours off when I didn't think about COVID-19 and everything was normal and familiar and beautiful and exhilarating. And I needed that. And I think we all need that. And we have to find ways to get that.
Right. I remember writing about after September 11th, taking Jane, my daughter was just a baby then. She was maybe, I don't know, she's born in March, so just, you know, a few months old, not even a year. And after everything that was happened, turning off the TV and taking her outside and taking her for a walk and just repeating to my, looking up the sky and saying, there's no planes, like, it's not happening here. Even though we didn't know what was going to happen next, and it was a time of huge anxiety, just to say, at this moment, at this right moment, here I am with my daughter, we're breathing, we're safe. And I think a lot of people are finding that as well, that they need to sit back and say, you know, today we're not sick. Today we're doing the things that we need to be doing. Today the hospital has enough supplies. Today we have enough food. Today we have our jobs. Or, you know, we don't have our jobs, but, you know, we have unemployment insurance coming our way or whatnot. And because the future right now, just if you get in your head, it can be, you know, it can unravel you a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even here in the house, Mary tries to remind me, be in the moment here. You know, try and be with us here. And because I get out and I watch too much cable news and I listen too many radio reports sometimes on it and I read too many stories online sometimes. And, you know, you try to figure it out and you try to come to a conclusion and I can't. And then you finally just happen to give up and say, I have to breathe and I have to walk and I have to consider these things that are beyond this and believe that we will find them again.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was doing out in the cave tours or in the trails and the places like that. Because, you know, clarify, there's no cave tours going on, obviously.
Right.
But
yeah.
I was touring with myself. So.
It seems like now is a perfect time to have a little more grace and forgiveness, too. Earlier in the hour, we talked about, you know, parenting and, you know, grandparenting and taking care of your parents. And we can't do this perfectly. We never could. And now it's pretty obvious that we can't. So take a big exhale right now and realize that we're all humans having a human experience together all over the planet, really. I mean, not in isolation in that way.
Yeah. And as I said on one guy's social media page the other day, I said, I was so hoping that we could just stop this predictable political partisan back and forth, the bickering, the angry, the mean-spirited. Can't we all just believe that we're all people with this one objective, and that's to, you know, stay safe and to to help each other and to try and find resources, because they were arguing about, you know, this is all a show to get Trump. And I said, I don't care about Trump, and I don't care about the election right now, and I don't care about any of that stuff. Let's just keep people alive as much as we can and keep people healthy as much as we can and stop hating each other.
Yeah.
Can we not do that now?
Let's not do that now. Kevin Wooster, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and I just love the routine and the normalcy of talking to you here on a Thursday afternoon. We'll see you next time.
Me too. Thanks.